Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. We have quite the crew with us this week. You know, nothing like the first week of school to remind you that the Baxter County Fair is right around the corner. And the all-star cast of the Baxter County Fair Board, Sherry Alexander, Connie Coleman, and Glenn Preeby. So hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
You're still doing the fair.
We are still here.
We're at it, 100 miles an hour, but we are ready to roll.
We're excited. Hey, everybody loves the fair time. I mean, come on. It's just, it's an institution in Baxter County. Glenn, I remember you and I talking last year. We still have one of the largest county fairs in the state of Arkansas.
We have the second largest county fair in the state.
We like to be winners around here, so that's good. Second largest, second only to?
Washington County is probably number one.
Well,
but they have the
population. They have an advantage that we don't have. How's that?
Yes.
They have some of your grandkids too.
Yes.
Well, hey guys, the fair's coming up. It'll start on September 12th, but there's a whole bunch of stuff right now that needs to be done. You're accepting applications, all kinds of different things going on.
Yes, we are. We are accepting applications right now for the Baxter County Fair Pageant. And those applications will be received up through September the 5th. And so you need to go to BaxterCountyFair.org, click on the application button in the very bottom right-hand corner of the website. And if you are a girl age 3 to 21 or a boy age 3 to 5, we want you to participate.
Wait a minute. You take the girls from 3 to 21, but the guys only from 3 to 5?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. I've had some guys. I was actually handing out some flyers the other day and had some high schooler guys. Probably just teasing, but they did ask. So,
hey, you guys do have a great website. You can get all your information there, and the fair book is on there,
right,
and you can download that and print that. And there is a ton of great information in that.
Yes, we are so proud of Greg Marler, who used to work here at KTLO in his early years. He is a fair board member, and he has really done a great job of helping us with our social media. Our Twitter accounts, Facebook, and he has done an excellent job on our website. So it is user-friendly, and like I said, you can get all the information you need there.
Mm-hmm. Pageant deadline again,
yes,
Sherry?
Yes, we do have the pageant deadline as of September the 5th.
Okay.
And so you want to go online and check that out. And we've also got a scholarship this year for the Fair Queen, $500
really?
Scholarship to ASU. So we're hoping that that will encourage some gals to come on out and participate. It'll be a fun evening.
The pageant will be held?
Yes, the pageant will be held on Saturday, September 9th at 6 o'clock in the Dunbar Auditorium in Mountain Home.
So, always the Saturday before the fair starts.
Yes, always the Saturday before the fair. And we have all of our winners enjoy the parade the following Wednesday. So it's always a fun time.
Connie, we also have the truck pool the Saturday night before the fair starts
every
year.
Yes, you can put on your boots or you can put on your high heel shoes. You have a choice with the Baxter County Fair. And so
heels go to the truck pool.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. I miss the truck pool since we've started helping with the pageant. That's a great event, too, though. It's a fun place to be.
I went last year.
Oh, we went.
Yes,
wow,
I took my little man to the truck pool, and eyes just were wide open all night long.
Wow.
It was the coolest thing ever for him.
Well, that is also the same night as the pageant, Saturday, September the 9th. It's at 7 p.m. at the Saddle Club Arena in Mountain Home. The returning sled team is Dragon Wagon Sled Team from Van Zant, Missouri. They have been with us before. They do a very, very good job. When you come in in the admission gates, you're going to be there for as long as you want to be there. We think you're going to get your money's worth. Sometimes we've been in there in the wee hours of the morning, but we hope to kind of get all of our truck pull done within a reasonable amount of time. It's $8 for an adult and $5 for students, or $4 for students. And just remember, when you come into the truck pull, you'll keep your ticket because we are giving away, like we have in the past, some cash prizes. So we'll do some drawings throughout the evening at the truck pool, so keep that ticket with you. So you do have an opportunity to win some cash prizes when you come into the gate.
Again, we're visiting with Sherry Alexander, Connie Coleman, and Glenn Preeby, all members of the Baxter County Fair Board. The fair coming up on September the 12th. But Glenn, you still have booths available if businesses, organizations want to participate.
Yes, we still have commercial booths open. Now we have two indoor and two outdoor. You need to call 425-6828 and talk to Paula Bailey, our manager. But those are available, and we encourage the businesses to come.
And check-in is starting?
Okay. Check on for the fair exhibits and the exhibit building, arts and crafts and all that sort of thing, will be on Sunday the 10th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So everybody needs to get their canning and their arts and crafts and all that things ready and come down on Sunday afternoon for
get
the early check-in.
Get them done early so you can come in on Sunday, because we also do that on Tuesday as well. So if you get your crafts, if you get your quilting, if you get your canning done, bring them in on Sunday, and then that alleviates our really long line that we have on Tuesdays.
Sherry says with a big smile on her fat face.
We just love all the people that come in and bring in their
goodies. Most of our exhibitors love the early entry, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they can get it done Sunday afternoon. Now, the only thing we don't accept on Sunday is the baked goods and the horticulture. And so you will need to bring those in starting at 2 till 7 on Tuesday.
What's some of your favorite exhibits that you see every year?
My favorite is I like to enter recycled items. So that was something that I've been doing for a few years. And it's just really fun because I take trash and turn it into treasure. And so they have a recycle category at the fair. So
did you win?
Yeah. I rock sometimes.
Sherry is good at that. And I like to help
outside the box
in that area because I can see what everyone's doing. You can get ideas for your home. Mm-hmm. You can like Pinterest. A lot of people get ideas from Pinterest. Sherry gets there. And so then she makes it. You see it in real life. We have some very, very talented exhibitors in this town with their needlecraft, their sewing, their place settings, but my favorite is the Critter Barn. I just love to go in there because I think my grandchildren love to go in there, and you know, that just reminds me of the fair. I like the livestock barn too. Those animals are a little bit large, but I like the little rabbits and the chickens. And
well, Connie, tell us about the Critter Barn this year. I understand we get to play dress up or something.
Yes, we're doing a little dress up. Sandy Yates is one of our best board members that loves the Critter Barn. So we're going to have a dress-up chicken contest and a dress-up rabbit. So we thank you, Sandy. And not only to carry out our theme of education, that's why the fair board, that's why we have the fair. So when people come in from the community and all around to come together, see friends and family, they brought their items, the biggest pumpkin they had or the biggest vegetable that they grew in their garden that year. But they also brought their animals. But anyhow, Sandy has an incubator, and they hatch the baby, you know, the eggs there. And so we go through that. So the teachers love to bring the students in. They get a little bit more education about, you know, how do we actually get the chickens? And so anyhow, but, you know, we just kind of continue that theme with education with not only the school kids, but throughout our whole fair, you know, with all of our exhibits we do.
Just out of plain curiosity, who are the judges for the Critter Barn dress-up event?
Well, I think there's some details that have yet to be determined on how that's going to work.
You're interested in judging
you
know, for the Critter Barn?
Talk to me after the show because,
okay.
I mean, this is, you know, I'm
but
telling
I trust
you.
Sandy. She always has her ducks cute. In a row, and she Chickens. Always has some of the funnest.
Oh, ducks, too.
Yeah. her ducks in a row. But she always, we keep track of how many eggs, you know, that are laid that week, and we have a little chalkboard, so she makes her area a fun place to be.
I love it when it's school day and you see the kids and they all walk through that, and just watching their eyes, and they get so excited and they're so engaged, and you know, you think, oh, they're going to look at all these rides over here, but they just get so excited about the different animals and
animals
the exhibits.
They love. They can't care less really about the education building down below with all the exhibits, because they just want to pet all the animals. But it's a fun watching the kids walk through and have a good time. So
let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Glenn Preby, Connie Coleman, and Sherry Alexander of the Baxter County Fair Board. Glenn, we got a bunch of new things coming up with our fair this year.
Yes, we're always looking for new items, and this year we've got some new things we want to share and encourage folks to come and visit and to enter the contest. One of them is a hot dog eating contest. This is something brand new for us. It's going to be on Wednesday night, September 13th at 7 p.m. at the outdoor stage. It's sponsored by Botts Contracting and Renee Botts at Bailey Insurance. Mm-hmm. And it says, you know, bring your appetite, and there will be prizes. So This is something new. You know, it's, you see this on the national stage, ESPN, whatever.
They carry Nathan's hot dog eating contest right. July 4th of every year. I swear my dad watches it every single year.
So that's got something brand new. Sherry's going to share with us another new item.
Yes, this year on Thursday the 14th in Building C4, we are going to have a Super Smash Brothers tournament. What is Super Smash Brothers? You want to know, right, Heather? Or you didn't say
I
that.
Do. I know what a Smash Burger is, but I don't know what a Smash Brothers
yeah,
is.
Yes, Smash Brothers is a Nintendo game, Super Smash Brothers. And so we're going to get all the folks that love to do the gaming.
The e-sporters.
Yes, and it's an e-game. Super Smash Brothers is an e-game. And that so it's for all ages. There is a little $2 entry fee, and it's going to be in Building C4. From 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Thursday. So this is the first time we're going to try it. So we're hoping that it goes over very well so we can get even bigger and better next year.
Do you have
year.
To pre-register or you just show up?
Just show up, yeah.
My kind of event.
It'll be a double elimination tournament. So we're not going to be able to have a whole lot of competitors, but we'll have a lot of people being able to watch. And so we'll have areas set up for people to watch as well as doing the tournament. It's going to be fun.
Well, and we are so excited about the new things because people ask us all year, what is something new we want to come? And so Glenn, as our faithful leader every year, says, y'all, we've got to find something for everyone. So our theme this year is fun for everyone. And we hope that once you come, you will find something that you're excited about. And Sherry has done a great job with this new event we're going to have. We hope it grows. Mm-hmm. We hope we have to have it in the largest room we have. And, you know, that's just an area we haven't touched yet. So we hope that the age group will want to come and have fun with that. And so we're excited about fun for everyone. And I think you can find that. Don't forget to watch our social media on Facebook, Twitter, our Fairbook page. It's got lots of information on that. And so we also have some little pamphlets that we have out at the chamber and in some of the banks and some of the local businesses. You can pick up a little flyer, put it in your pocket, and have all the information for all of during Fair Week.
A lot of our events are already on Facebook. And so they're actually made up as a Facebook event. So we want everyone who's tuning in this morning to go to our Facebook page and then share all those funny activities that we're going to be having because we like a lot of likes. Who doesn't like a lot of likes on Facebook, right?
And that's what it's all about. Yes. They keep telling me.
Yeah, so. That's what they say. So.
Well, and kudos to all of you because, I mean, the fair is a special event, but it's been going on for so many years. You know, it's hard to come up with new things every year and to keep, you know, everyone, you know, interested in coming back and doing things. So for all, because you're all volunteers, right? You do this out of the goodness of your heart.
We just love the fair so much.
The amount of hours that you put into it every year. So, you know, you deserve a big thank you from all of us. Is that all the new stuff that we have this year?
We've got a lot of exciting things going on. I want to encourage y'all just to look up our brochure that we have. And you might find something and circle it. Put it on your calendars and circle all the fun things.
Well, one new
we
thing
want you to participate.
One new thing you had last year that you're bringing back again this year is the little kids rodeo event that you had.
Yes.
Yeah, that's on Saturday morning. Yes, and we'll have a bunch of little kiddie fun stuff to do
in the show arena at the livestock barn.
Yep.
We're talking stick horse races and then
barrel racing,
and you blew up some balloons and they had to chase them around last year. We participated in that as well, and that was some of the most fun memories we had all year long. I'm not kidding.
I'm glad we're
you.
Doing it again this year. So hopefully it'll be bigger and better.
You've also got a lawnmower races.
Yes, lawnmower races sponsored by Greg's Farm Services out at Midway. And that'll be on Saturday at 6 p.m. in the Rodeo Arena, Saddle Club Arena. It's no entry charge to get in. It's free. And it's a great thing if you haven't seen the lawnmower races. It's
do they, like, soup up their lawnmowers?
Yes. Yes. And it's a lot of fun. Some of them turned over last year, you know, got a little speed.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun and go to watch.
I think, Glenn, there's several following from Jonesboro. I think this is a really big club in Jonesboro. So we have a lot of out-of-towners that come that bring their really souped-up ones.
But we have some local folks that's souping up theirs to enter, too. So.
Well, we encourage all local people to race because we don't want anyone from Jonesboro winning our lawnmower race. I mean, come on. We got to own this event.
We've also got a hamburger cook-off. I don't have my flyer in front of me, but the 4-H is sponsoring a hamburger cook-off, too. So there's going to be prizes there. So you can eat all the hamburgers that you want, and you can go register to be a part of the hamburger cook-off, too. So
right,
that'll be fun, too.
There's a registration for that, too,
yes,
I think, Sherry, on that. It's our first annual, and we're mm-hmm. really glad. You know, another part of our team is the 4-H mm-hmm. and the FFA. They are a subsidiary of us, and we join in with them. So this is going to be Saturday, September 16th at 10 a.m. There is a $5 entry fee. There is pre-registration through September 9th. There's going to be winners, first, second, and third winners, and it's kind of a team. There's going to be an adult. Adult has to be with a student or a child. So, you know, this is a good thing for you to do, Heather. You and Zane would love to do
another
that.
Another new item.
Think I'll let Daddy grill the hamburgers.
Okay.
We've got to hit the little kids' rodeo up first, and then maybe we can come over to the hamburger. Hamburger cooking contest.
It's a hamburger cook-off. Yes, cook-off? They will give the burgers, and there will be judges, and whoever wins that event is going to get some cash prizes.
It's the first annual Baxter County Youth Burger cook-off.
And if you want to pre-register for that, you can just call Billy at the extension office. Mm-hmm. And that phone number is 425-2335.
You have to visit the website. You have to visit the fair's website, because there is just, we have gone over so much information already. I mean, go online or log on to the Facebook, Twitter, find out all this information, because, I mean, you guys are going to keep us busy. The fair officially starts on September 12th, but then you've got the Saturday night events prior to that. Mm-hmm. So that will be the 9th. Is that correct?
That's the 9th, the pageant and the truck pull.
So for 7 days, you guys have us. I mean, there's something to do for everyone, for sure.
Exactly.
One of the big things coming up this year, of course, Glenn, you've got a big concert.
Yes. This year, we've got Ricochet, which is a nationally known recording group. They are super. They're famous for their song Daddy's Money is one of their songs. National Anthem is another song. Mm-hmm. Folks, the only charge to get in is the fee at the gate. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for a great crowd. They're a great group, and they'll be on Friday night on the outdoor stage from 7
7:30 to 9.
I'm sorry, 7:30 to 9.
And I do believe the Bombers play away that night. So if you're not going to the away football game, everybody come to the fairgrounds. $5 gets you in the gate, and then the concert's free, and then you can walk all around the fair and check out the critter boxes and the exhibitors and the education building and everything you could possibly see. And plus, check out all the fair food. We all love that. We got the Ricochet concert Friday night, but you got other entertainment lined up the rest of the time.
Yes, on Wednesday night after the parade, the Mountain Home School Bands will be coming down and playing on the outdoor stage. Then on Thursday night, Real Life Church will be back. They were with us last year and did a great job on Thursday night. And then on Saturday night, we have a new band called Eastern Heights Band. Currently, they're playing on the Showboat up at Branson. But they'll be here on Saturday night, and we're looking forward to having the Eastern Heights Band. And that'll be entertainment on the outdoor stage, and the indoor stage will be the alternate if it happens to be rain.
Of course, that's the music entertainment. I find a lot of entertainment at the baby contest, not so much watching the babies, but watching the parents of the babies. Mm-hmm. And you've got that
always entertaining
traditional baby contest again this year.
Okay, baby contest. That's going to be on Thursday night, September the 14th, starting at 6 p.m. That's always sponsored by Lad and Lassie. Beverly Morton does a super job, and this will be her.
I don't think she wants to tell you that.
Over 30 years, I'll put it that way. But she does a great job. And you just need to go by and be pre-registered at Lad and Lassie, and she'll get you set up. But it's a great program. If you enjoy babies, the baby contest is just super.
Who doesn't like babies?
Exactly.
You got the horse show as well.
The horse show, yes, will be on Wednesday night. It's immediately following the parade. And so there are several different divisions. There are seven events with three divisions you can enter. Mm-hmm. So go on the website. You'll see that information there. And that's on Wednesday night, immediately following the parade at the Fair Saddle Club Arena.
I'm a little afraid of this one, but you have a chainsaw contest.
Exactly. We've had chainsaw contests for many, many years, and we'll have a chainsaw contest again. This will be in the Livestock Arena starting around 4 p.m. It's a great, if you like to sharpen up your saw and soup it up, just come down, and your entry fee is $3. It's a lot of fun. And we even have a contest for folks with Crosscut. That's something a lot of people don't use anymore is crosscuts, but we do have a crosscuts competition if folks want to try that. It's a lot of fun. So if you, and that's free once you get in the gate. Go on down and watch the chainsaw contest.
So then you go to the chainsaw contest and then immediately go to the lawnmower race.
Gotcha.
So you got your full evening. Full afternoon.
And it's only, again, $5 entry fee to get in the gate, and that gets you all the fun you can handle.
And while we're talking about the gate, if you want a free pass to get into the fair, go to Hardee's. Hardee's is participating. This is the third year they've worked with us. They purchase tickets for the gate. And they give you a free ticket with the purchase of a large combo meal. And they've already started yesterday. So from now to fair time, if you want a free pass to get in the gate, go buy Hardee's.
We appreciate Hardee's very much. They support us, and they're community-minded, and so we appreciate them very much for this.
You also help us out. You make it easy for us to find carnival tickets all around town, especially working through the schools and the preschools and all the different locations.
Yes. This will be like our 39th year with Archway, a super group. We've worked with them. They're just like family. They'll be back. We'll be starting to sell carnival tickets at several area businesses, the Chamber of Commerce, First Security Bank, Integrity First Bank, McGee Pharmacy, Genuine Care Pharmacy in Gasville, Sunfest Grocery in Gasville, River City Flooring, Town and Country Groceries is going to be starting this year selling. And several of those businesses will also have passes. If you want to purchase a pass, for your, especially for your youth, with your carnival tickets so they can just take it to the gate, those will be on sale too. But and then on all area schools in Baxter County, part of Be Flippin' Schools, Calico Rock, but all of Baxter County as well, on Monday and Tuesday before the fair, that'll be the 11th and 12th, will be at every area of school, primarily around the lunch period. It depends on the school. But those tickets are $1. It's on the grounds. They're $1.50. So it is a great purchase to buy those in advance. And we encourage everyone to go and buy those tickets.
We appreciate Dr. Jake Long and the principals of each school that allow us to disrupt their schedule for a couple days. Because this is a large amount that we sell, Glenn, you know, every year. And we appreciate those parents and especially the school administration for allowing us to come in the school and do that.
And of course, all the money that you raise with the fair is invested back into the fair, and you also have a scholarship.
Yes, we have a Baxter County Fair scholarship. It's one $1,250 scholarship, and you can go online. You have until noon of fair week, which would be Wednesday, September the 13th, to get that in. And you know, we encourage all of the seniors who are starting to school this year, and it goes up to a freshman in college. So those are eligible applicants to submit their application.
Perfect time of year to start on those applications before you get busy in the spring with everything else.
You don't want to be late on scholarship applications, let me just tell you that.
Hey, the scholarship deadline is Wednesday the 13th.
At noon.
And that's a good reminder because we'll kick off with the fair parade later that day.
Yes.
And then the amusement, the Archway will open up.
They open actually on Tuesday night.
Oh, they open on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
My mistake.
But your scholarship application, you can just click right onto our website.
And fill it out there and submit
right there.
It and get it to us.
Yep.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
Go to the website. Tons of different information. Yep. Too much for us to cover in just one show. But they've got all of it on there for you. Again, follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Sherry Alexander, Connie Coleman, and Mr. Glenn Preeby. I will always call you Mr. Preeby with the Baxter County Fair Board. Hey, guys, best of luck with the fair. We'll see you out there.
We'll see you there.
Great.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees down the sand.